Today, C-Train cars have been running since New York City's last World's Fair. They are the system's oldest, and it shows. They break down six times as often as the best-performing subway cars. WNYC reporter and C-Train writer Kate Hines is ready to move on.
Let's go back in time to September 9th, 1964. The region was in a grip of a heat wave. Students in Orange, New Jersey, were taking part in sit-ins to protest the town's desegregation plan. New York City Mayor Robert Wagner intervened in a stickball dispute in Bay Ridge. And as you hear from this commercial, the subway was only 15 cents.
Just pay 15 cents.
Hop aboard.
And you're on your way.
And on that steamy day, officials unveiled a new model of subway car at Grand Central Terminal, the R32. They became known as Brightliners for their rippled stainless steel exteriors. 51 years, and as of yesterday, 15 fare hikes later, the bloom is off the Brightliners.
You know, it's like riding a C-Train. It's like riding a buggy.
That's Giselle Parson.
The way it jerks, the way it stops. I've seen people who almost go flying.
She's a member of the advocacy group Riders Alliance. She lives in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, and takes the C-Train to her job in Manhattan. Standing at her station one frozen February morning, the platform is packed. And not just with humanity.
Well, I see where so many more people are moving into the neighborhood, so it's just getting so much more crowded. Oh, sorry, it's a rat.
Yes, a rat wandered into her line of vision.
Yeah, that kind of freaks me out.
The rat is bad, but here's what's worse, how infrequently the C train comes. Giselle befriended an E-train conductor because he always saw her standing in the same spot at the West 4th Street station waiting for a C to take her home.
And one time he just stopped. He said, "Miss, I'm sure the C-train is, you know, is right behind me." And we just kind of laughed about that. So it became like a running joke every time he saw me.
Henry Butler is a former subway conductor.
She's right.
When he was working on E-trains, he had to try to placate C-train riders, just like Giselle.
And you would see the frustrated look of the C-train riders, because they ride three E's. Because I told you the E runs like 4 to 5 minutes, 4 to 6 minutes during rush hour. The C is like still at 10 minutes even during rush hour.
Butler, who is now the district manager for a community board in Brooklyn, says it's hard not to feel like the C-train doesn't get the attention it should.
It gets treated like the stepchild. It's a Cinderella without the glass slipper coming. That's how the C-train is treated.
81st Street is next, Brooklyn-bound C-train, stand to the bus.
The Brightliners are the oldest cars in the MTA's fleet. The agency began planning to replace them 15 years ago, but younger cars that ran on other lines developed problems and got replaced first. Finally, in 2012, the MTA cobbled together the money and put in an order for replacements. Next, the manufacturer had issues. Now it looks like the shipment will come in 2017. For a long time, though, it wasn't even certain that the C line was going to get those new cars. That would have sounded obvious, but every time I asked the MTA, they said they hadn't assigned the new batch of cars to a line. Finally, a couple of weeks ago, I managed to wring something that sounded like a commitment out of MTA spokesman Kevin Ortiz.
We anticipate the new R179s, when they do arrive, to be assigned to the C, J, Z, and some on the A line.
Allow me a pause to speak on behalf of C-Train riders everywhere.
Yeah!
I asked Ortiz, what changed?
Nothing's changed. I just got an update.
So we'll make do with the Brightliners for two more years. I'm already experiencing some preemptive nostalgia. Because sometimes, on a winter day, you get the nice warm seat, the one just above the heating element on the C train. And then somewhere in Midtown, an a cappella trio comes through the car, singing Sam Cooke, and you think, well, maybe this isn't so bad. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.
Thank you.